Well, we are visiting with the tops of the class of 2013 from Griswold High School here today, and we're going to visit with a couple of young ladies who are one and two in their class. And we're going to start with
Allison Young.
Okay. Tell us about your family.
Well, my parents are John and Beth Young, and I have an older brother, Rob, and a younger sister, Anna.
Who's your favorite?
I don't think I'm supposed to pick favorites. I love them all.
It's okay. That's a good answer, though. Let's talk a little bit about schoolwork here while you've been at the Griswold Community Schools. Have you enjoyed your time here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What classes have you enjoyed the most?
Probably business and ag classes.
Why those?
Because those are the ones I find the most interesting and enjoyable and practical for real life.
Do you grow up in an agricultural family then?
Yeah, I've grown up on a corn and soybean row crop farm, so it's very applicable to my life.
Okay. Well, as we all know, agriculture and business are pretty much one and the same.
Yeah. I'm going to study ag business, so it's something that I've been really interested in, and my interest has grown enough that I want to pursue it in college and for a career.
Great. Well, we'll talk more about that here in a little bit. First, though, I know both of you have an extended list of things to talk about as far as extracurricular activities and things go. What else have you been involved in?
I've ran track and cross country for all 4 years. In FFA, I've been an officer 2 years. I've always been involved in 4-H, my church, youth group, and other church activities, FBLA, which is Future Business Leaders of America, the Junior Optimist Club, an organization called SOFA, which stands for Speak Out for Agriculture, and National Honor Society. I think that's all of them.
You think that's all of them. So do you eat, sleep once in a while then too, or do you just always do these things?
Yeah, I try to find time to do that every once in a while. It's kind of hard. It gets pretty hectic.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
I love running. I love sports. I'm very competitive, so probably track and cross country, but I also have really enjoyed FFA too.
Okay, very good. What about teachers? Do you have any teachers here that, let's say 10 years from now at a class reunion, you'll see some of your friends for the first time since high school? What teachers will you still be talking about?
Probably the teachers that have the most personality, and one of them would be Mrs. Carlson. She's quite the energetic teacher. She's our science teacher, and she's also a runner, so we've been able to relate through running, but she's really funny and has a lot of personality. And also, I would say Mr. Everett, because he's a really good math teacher, and he also is the football coach, the track coach, and like the weightlifting coach. So he kind of has two main roles in the school.
Do you find that a school like Griswold, you have an opportunity to get maybe a little bit better relationships sometimes with some of your instructors?
Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of them on a personal basis, and it's really nice to be able to get in contact with them over the weekend. For instance, a lot of them will give us their cell phone numbers, so in case we have homework questions, we can text them or get a hold of them when they would normally be out of contact. So it's really a privilege to be able to be friends with them and be able to learn from them outside of the classroom.
Yeah, more like mentors as opposed to just teachers.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Well, what's next for you this fall?
I'm planning to attend Dort College. It's in Sioux Center, Iowa, and I'll major in agricultural business, and I'm also going to run track and cross country.
Okay. Get a little financial help there, too.
Yes. They're offering me a scholarship, so I'm excited about that.
Great. What about Dort? That's a small school in a small community. What attracted you to that?
There were probably three reasons why I chose Dort. The first one is it's a Christian college, and the people there are really nice. The atmosphere is a lot like Griswold, where it's small, so you get to know your professors on an individual basis, and the students can help you out, and you don't feel so engulfed in such a large population of people. And another reason is because it's one of I believe, two private Christian schools in the nation that have an ag college. So the fact that it's Christian and it has an ag college really attracted me to it, and also them offering me a running scholarship.
Kind of all came together for you. Great. Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about any memories. Do you have any accomplishments or memories that you'll carry with you from high school?
Yeah, I would say the most memorable experiences from my high school experience would be winning three state titles in track and cross country, two in track so far and one in cross country, and just being a part of the teams that have really put Griswold on the map for being known for its running has been just an amazing experience. I would never have it any other way.
Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know as they get ready to start high school this fall?
I would tell the eighth graders to definitely try to keep family and faith a priority as they go into high school. It's easy to get really caught up in the hectic schedules that a lot of high schoolers take on with all their academics and extracurriculars. And those are very important, so I would still encourage them to get involved in as much as they can, but also to use their time wisely and realize that even though it's easy to get stressed out and you think that that one test or that one track meet is going to be the most important, most crucial thing in the world, when it all comes down to it, they're really not that earth-shattering. It's more, now that I look back as a senior, it's more of one big memory, one big positive or negative feeling about all of it. It's not so much of the individual concerns that matter. So I would just encourage them to keep things in perspective and set their priorities straight.
Very good. Allie, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Haley Schmidt.
Okay, Haley, tell us about your family.
My parents are Neil and Tracy Schmidt, and I have a sister, Kelsey, and a little brother, Cale.
Okay, I'm not even going to ask you who your favorite is. I won't go there. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the about your favorite classes and stuff. What'd you enjoy here?
Of course, my favorite is band. I'm really into music and chorus, too. And I like my science classes, and I've really enjoyed English comp this year.
Okay, that's kind of a little bit of a range of classes and things there. Did you intend to try to stretch things out a little bit and find where your comfort zones are when you started high school?
Yeah, and I'm still in a bind now. I am planning on majoring in music next year, but I really like science, and last week I looked into Iowa State's meteorology program, so that might be another possibility for me. But, yeah, I like anything, so
wide range. You're number one in your class. Mm-hmm. That's a nice accomplishment to be able to take that all 4 years like that and work your way through and find yourself in this position. Yeah. Was that a goal you set before you started high school, or did it just kind of happen for you?
Well, academics has always been a goal for me. I always wanted to do my best, and I always took the extra step to maybe do extra credit work or something, and I just like school a lot. And so it was kind of a goal that I set, and it kind of happened, so.
But isn't it easy, though? Think back maybe as you're a freshman or a sophomore. Wouldn't it have been easy just to skip something or to maybe not give your all on this thing because you got something else you'd rather do?
Sometimes I feel that way, but my parents really encouraged me to not skip school or something, so, yeah.
You make the commitment and follow through. Okay, good. Talk about teachers. Well, what teachers steered you in the right direction?
My band teacher, Mrs. Marson, she's shaped me into the person that I am today. She always encouraged me to try out for different honor bands and stuff, and I always feel like I'm not as good as anybody else, so why would I make it into this honor band? But she always encourages me that to keep trying, and even if I don't make it into an honor band, it's not the end of the world, but keep going after your dreams, and sometimes they come true.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that maybe your self-confidence is a little better after working with some of the instructors here? Have they kind of helped you with that part of you, of who you are?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what do you think it takes to make a good teacher? What kind of qualities do you think an instructor needs to have to really be able to get through to students?
A good teacher is one that reaches out to their students, and they always want what's best for their students, and Like, they'll spend hours after school working on things. They just don't go home right when they're supposed to. They take the extra step and help their students succeed and get to the higher level.
Okay, very good. It's nice in a smaller school district like this. You get a chance to really get some one-on-one time sometimes with the instructors. You see them in the halls. They're, you don't want to call them friends necessarily because you have your own friends and stuff, but they're more than just teachers. They're more like mentors. Mm-hmm. They're really interested in what's going on.
Yep. That's definitely how it is at Griswold.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I'm in jazz band and musical last fall. I was the musician for the Fiddler on the Roof. So that was really fun. And I'm in Junior Optimist Club, FFA, NHS, 4-H, Youth Council, Youth Action Committee, chorus, of course, and jazz choir. We did show choir my freshman and sophomore year, and then jazz choir my junior and senior year. And I think that's all of them.
And you found time to get to class once in a while?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you like to be busy? Did you set out to try to do as many things as you could when you got into high school?
It's really nice to, you know, keep active. And, like, sometimes when I'm at home, it's really awkward. Like, I feel like I shouldn't be at home. I feel like I should be doing something. But I like to be involved, and it keeps me going every day.
Good. Well, talk about the future for you, then. What's up next for you this fall?
Well, I'm going to Iowa State University, and I was accepted into their flute studio. So I'll be working with Sonia Giles. And so I'm really excited about that. And my sister goes to Iowa State, so it'll be nice. I'm going to room with her next year, so hopefully that'll all turn out. And hopefully we'll get along, and I'm sure we will. But it'll be really fun, and I've been up there a lot, so I'm used. So I know a lot of people up there, and it's really kind of home. I kind of got used to it, so.
Well, the way you kind of talked a little bit about Iowa State here today, it sounds like that was a decision you made long ago.
Yep.
Good. So never really a chance to shop around much. You kind of had it all no, logged in.
Iowa State was the one I chose. Okay. And I stuck with it.
Good. Well, what about high school memories and things? Do you have any accomplishments or memories that you're going to carry with you after school?
Last year, I made it into the All-State Chorus, and that was really exciting. It's like there's like 1,000 musicians that try out, and only like I think 600 were in the chorus. And it was really special to be one of those 600 that are the top musicians in the state of Iowa. And that was really fun. I was on TV, so that was really fun.
Yeah, nice times. Yeah. Well, good. Well, talk about those eighth graders. Well, if you got a chance to stand up on stage in front of them and tell them everything you know about high school, or everything they need to know about high school, what would it be?
Get involved in school. It really pays off in the end, and you get a lot of opportunities. Like in band, you can try out for honor bands. And last year I went to Arizona, and this year we went to Georgia. And so that was really fun. So you get a lot of opportunities, and set goals for yourself and work to try to achieve those goals. Even if you don't achieve them, it's good to work towards them and get that in. And just have fun and just work hard.
Very good. Good advice. Haley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Haley, Allie, thank you very much. Appreciate your time today. And we wish you the best of luck down the road. Those are the top two of the class of 2013 here at Griswold High School.